You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the play's The Thing. We'll find out what it takes to bring Shakespeare to life at American Players Theater in Spring Green.
First, in an ongoing series, WPR News is following a class of recruits through the Madison Police Department Training Academy. Today, we look at the use of force at a time when officer-involved shootings across the nation and here in Wisconsin have drawn the public scrutiny.
As Bridget Bowden found out, the use of force is one of the most difficult things to learn and to teach.
On the first day of firearms class, Madison's new police recruits line up in the training center's shooting range. They draw their new handguns out of their holsters and wait for their cue.
Shooters, be alert.
Then they fire.
Threat.
Before the academy, recruit Jessica Gillette had never fired a gun.
The thing that I was most nervous about was how the gun was going to react once I shot it, and the sound. I was really sensitive to the sound and the smells.
She says firearms and defense and arrest tactics have been the most difficult parts of the academy. She often comes early or stays late to get extra practice.
And you want some of those motions and, you know, all the different steps that we do to handle the different shots to come automatic and then to rely on your training and then to not have to think about it.
In the academy, the recruits go through all sorts of scenarios using firearms, tasers, and even their hands. The hope is that when they're confronted with a situation while on patrol, they'll react using muscle memory. But they're not just learning how to use force. They're learning how to make decisions. Officer Chris Masterson is the lead instructor for defense and arrest tactics.
It's really tough to, you know, teach someone split-second decision making. It's really hard, so they have to experience a lot of different things to kind of get there.
So first they start in the classroom. In one exercise, the recruits watch a few videos of police using force. Then they vote on whether they think the use of force was justified. Sometimes they all agree. Sometimes they're split 50-50. Sometimes it's one against the rest. Masterson says it's a good starting point for people just learning these concepts.
It makes for a good conversation, I guess, for the class, because again, you start to hear people say, no, that's bad, no, that's good.
Sergeant Tim Patton is the department's lead recruiter. He says many recruits come in expecting to learn exactly when it's okay to use force and when it's not. But he says it's more subjective than that.
What we all want, I think what we wanted as new recruits who were learning this, is we wanted these bright line rules. If this happens, you do this, and if that happens, you do that, and it just doesn't work that way.
The legal standard for deadly force comes from the 1989 Supreme Court decision Graham versus Connor. It established that officers can use force when it's, quote, objectively reasonable, based on the totality of the circumstances. But Patton says that's really difficult to teach because it relies on individual officers' perception.
And what we see is that two human beings will look at the exact same situation and one will say, yes, I believe I was in imminent danger, and another will say no.
These concepts aren't new for all the recruits. There are 7 former law enforcement officers in the class. Before Nick Cleary came to the academy, he was an officer in Fitchburg. He says experience helps navigate these lessons.
So that gray area never necessarily goes away, but you might understand with experience to shrink that gray area to make it a little bit easier to make a choice.
In the wake of the killings of Paul Heenan, Tony Robinson, and others by Madison officers, the department has come under scrutiny for its use of force. Patton says that's why it's important that the community understand how officers are trained.
We have to be able to better learn from our mistakes so that individual officers and an agency can improve its response to situations. And we have to have better conversations to be able to maybe move more quickly when we see something that the community finds unacceptable.
In our next installment, we'll take a look at how the recruits learn a different dangerous skill, emergency driving. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Bridget Bowden joins us now in the studio with more on the use of force training and her experience with this class of recruits. Bridget, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you mentioned in the story there, of course, we've got this backdrop of police-involved shootings in Wisconsin and around the country. Obviously, police do use of force training all the time, but did you get a sense that, you know, these are people who watch the news, too? They're thinking about these issues out there as they're going through this training.
Absolutely. The scrutiny that police are under right now is heavy on the minds of all of the recruits in the class. I've talked to several people who even considered before they started the academy whether or not they really wanted to enter this field because of those reasons. So definitely they're considering it all the time.
Now, we heard from an officer there who had never fired a firearm in her life before this training. What kind of feeling did you get among the recruits who were there learning to use firearms? Some experienced police officers themselves, to some who have never picked up a weapon before.
Right. There was a real range of skills on the first day of firearms. There were some people who were in the military, some people who have been officers for years and years. And then there were a couple people who had, like you said, never shot a gun before. So on the first day, you could definitely tell that it was some people were nervous. But they've been going through lessons and doing drills, and they're on the firearms range. Actually, this week they went out to the Dane County Law Enforcement Training Center to learn rifle shooting. So, yeah.
And one of the first-time shooters was talking about the sound, the feel, and the smell of the firearm. This is a new and different experience that maybe people don't think about before they pick up a gun.
Right. If you're not experienced at all, which several of these people were not experienced at all with firearms. There are several things to think about. Jessica Gillette, who was featured in the story, she told me that she was really worried about the recoil. She was worried about how the gun was going to react once she shot it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of thoughts.
How much time goes into this kind of training when we count the firearms, the defense and arrest tactics training?
Right. So the academy is 864 hours of training in total. And so of that, 198 hours are tactical training. And so that includes firearms and defense and arrest tactics.
And what are the state requirements on this kind of training as compared to what Madison is doing?
So the Madison Police Academy is quite a bit more time intensive than what the state requires. As far as tactical training, it requires 32 more hours than the state requirements.
Let's talk about this concept of the use of force. I understand that can include a wide range of things.
Absolutely. So the Madison Police Department actually has different policies for use of non-deadly force and use of force. And actually, the use of non-deadly force policy is quite a bit longer than the use of deadly force policy because there are a lot more options. There's pepper spray, a taser, any sort of restraint is considered non-deadly force. So, yeah, they're different.
And it sounds like we heard the officers and the trainers they're talking about. It's not as simple as this situation occurs and this is the action you take. This isn't just about training a set of rules. This is about instilling a sense of judgment, I guess.
Right. So the legal standard that governs use of force is Graham versus Connor from 1989. And basically it says that officers have to be objectively reasonable when using force. So, you know, that is not, that's not black and white. That's a pretty gray area. So they are learning how to navigate that gray area.
In talking to the trainees here, did you get a sense of, I would be kind of nervous, like not going out and having this hard and fast set of rules in my head as I went out onto this job?
It's something that they're definitely thinking about a lot. I think that most of them are hoping that by the end of the academy, they'll be secure enough in their training that they won't be wrecked by nerves, you know, every time they're out on patrol.
In the reaction to the high-profile shootings and other incidents we've seen talk about de-escalation tactics, trying to de-escalate situations to avoid the use of force at all when possible. Is that part of the conversation here?
It is, absolutely. And the MPD is working on a new policy for de-escalation, actually. But yeah, absolutely. You know, how to avoid these situations is part of the conversation and training, as well as how to execute the actual tactics.
And you mentioned a couple of officer-involved shootings that a Madison Police Department officer had been involved in over the last couple of years. Are those particular incidents discussed at the academy with these new recruits to that department?
So I haven't been there when they've discussed the individual incidents, especially incidents that have already been decided on. But I'm not there all the time, so there might be something that I haven't been there for.
And then next up for the recruits and for you, driving training.
Right. So I will actually be heading up to Fort McCoy, where they're going to learn how to drive cars in emergency situations on a track. So that should be really interesting.
We'll watch for your next report. Bridget, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
That's Bridget Bowden, WPR's special projects reporter. She's spending a few months embedded with a new class of recruits in the Madison Police Academy. She talked to us today about teaching those recruits about when to use force.